made it through the summer without getting poison ivy. And I know, that's a big deal for me. I don't know what that plant looks like. Like, their hints are not very good. Leaves of three, let it be. Oh, thanks for the poem, but it didn't work. This thing has the word poison in it. Is that how we're handling poisons now? Rhymes? When it comes to nerve gas, say, I pass. It's not... I've been out there in the forest and those leaves bunch up. I can't count them. I don't know if that's nine leaves of three or one leaf of 27. So what I decided is no more nature. No more nature. Here's my poem. If it's a plant, I can't. In any event, stay on the cement. That's how I'm going to live my life. I'm going to start treating vegetation like I treat snakes, all bad. But Greg, it's a garter snake. Well, it looks like a snake. Like, I don't know what the word garter means, but if I see a garter mountain lion, I'm leaving. Greg, it's harmless. It's not harmless. It already made me drop my Starbucks. It has done harm. Harm was done. Venti harm was done. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know poison ivy. I'm trying to learn, though. I learned this. They use it for medicinal purposes. They use an extract of poison ivy to treat joint pain. That sounds like something my dad would come up with. Like, Dad, I itch all over. Yeah, you do. But you're not thinking about your knee anymore, are you? There's a snake rhyme. You guys know about this? There's these two snakes. They look the same. They have the same colors, but they're arranged differently. And one of them is venomous. So to tell them apart, they have this rhyme. Red touches black, friend of Jack. Red touches yellow, kills a fellow. Kills a fellow? Fellows aren't supposed to be killed. Fellows are in like barbershop quartets. It's for he's a jolly good fellow, not he got murdered by a snake. Here's a better snake rhyme. No snakes. If you're out there in the woods and you see a snake, don't stand still and recite poetry, because somewhere between kills a fellow and friend of Jack, you're going to get what snake experts call bit. It's not... Snakes are horrible. They're terrible. Did you know this? If you cut a snake's head off, it can still bite you for up to 4 hours. That is true. And it's the same for clowns. Like, no, listen. No, if you see a clown head rolling around, you stay away. Like, you get, like, you don't know. It might be a garter clown, but there's no rhyme. It's not like if his nose is red, you're dead. It's not. I don't know poison ivy. I don't know trees. That's embarrassing. Our house is the one with the big maple in the front yard. You can't miss it. I can miss it. I'm gonna miss it. Here's the trees I know. Christmas. That's it. That's the only one. And that one's got to have lights on it for me to get it. Just give me your address. That would be a better system. That's why they have that system. Like, don't tell me about architecture. That's not going to help either. It's the colonial house. Well, it better have a guy with a triangle hat and a musket marching back and forth. It's the stucco house. Stucco? What is stucco? Sounds like a clown that can't get out of stuff. You're like, oh, no. Don't go in there, stucco. You're too big. You're not going to fit, stucco. You wear size 76 shoes, stucco. All right, I've been up here for a while. I better get to it. I know why you guys came. Let's talk about Walgreens. It's an important issue. It's a complex issue, but there's a lot of sides, you know. I mean, on one hand, you got to give it up. There are a lot of Walgreens. Like, there's several Walgreens. I mean, you're always close. I mean, it's very convenient. Also, they're open late. But I've noticed after about 9 o'clock, they're just kind of open. You ever walk into Walgreens like 11:30, and the lights are on, and the doors are unlocked, and there's not one human being visible? It's upsetting. It feels like something horrible happened right before I got there. Like, what, did a cheetah get loose in here or something? Did CVS attack him? Eventually you'll hear, I'm back here. Well, don't be, okay? Be up here. You're a business. You're supposed to have an up here guy at all times. That's what sets you apart from an abandoned warehouse, Walgreens. Also, when you said, I'm back here, you startled me. I'm too old to ever want to be startled again, especially in an empty Walgreens in the middle of the night. Next time, maybe you could just jump out from behind the Pringles in a hockey goalie mask. That'll be fun. If you need something done back there so bad, why don't you just hire another guy? Right now, you have exactly one more employee than a vending machine. It's not a good look. You're the number 27 company in the Fortune 500, and you have one guy. There's a lemonade stand in my neighborhood. Two girls. They have double the employees as Walgreens. And listen, like, if you're working anywhere now, at Walgreens anywhere, thank you. I mean, I appreciate you working. But let's face it, if you're the late night worker at Walgreens, you're not first string. Like, you're not their best guy, okay? And you're a little weird. That's why they put you on nights. And they know that. That's why they shouldn't make you do stuff back there. They should give you two simple jobs. Number one, stand next to the register. Number two, wear some article of clothing that says the word Walgreens on it. Because when I walk in, I want to know you're the guy that works at Walgreens, not the guy that just shot the guy that works at Walgreens. Another thing, if you're a thief, if anybody in here is like a shoplifter, or you steal, I mean, I can see a couple of you. I can see it. I wasn't going to call you out, sir, but I mean, if you're a thief and you go to Walgreens at 11:30 at night and there's not one human being visible, take a couple of things. Like, just take some stuff. That's how we're going to get a permanent up here guy, is if you dirtbags start stealing late, they will staff up. Now, listen to me. Stealing is wrong. It's bad. If you don't steal, don't start. I'm just saying, if you happen to steal from Walgreens during the day, could you go a little bit later? Like, that, it's just, it's going to be better for you. You're going to get way more stuff, honestly. It's trick-or-treat in there after 11. Like, nobody's watching. And if you get in trouble, you're fine. Go in front of the judge and say, Your Honor, I walked in. There was not one human being visible. How was I supposed to know it was a store? It felt more like a place where you just take stuff. You know that take a penny, leave a penny thing? It felt like that, except for you take a lot of stuff and you leave it. You leave. You just leave. You leave. They're not good at night. I mean, they're better during the day. They're not killing it, but they're better. They're better. You go during the day, there's going to be an up here guy. Okay, there's going to be somebody next to the register, but one somebody. Okay, that line could get to like seven people, still one. It's got to get to like 11. Then they go, Chuck, we need you to come up front. Wait a minute. You had an extra guy back there the whole time? Now I'm angry. Okay, Chuck, when you do go up front, I better see you hustle. Okay, you better sprint to the front, and when you get up there, you better act like you're sorry for what you did to everybody in this line. Just get right to work. Scan, 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 no chit-chat. Scan, 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 no chit-chat. Matter of fact, if you're a customer at Walgreens and you get to the front of the line, no chit-chat from you either. You can talk to the cashier, but business conversation only. This goes mostly for you old guys, okay? I know that's a highlight of your day, sir. I know you've been waiting to get in there all morning and chat it up with the cashier. But we don't want to hear it, right? You think we're going to get any rain tonight, literally? Shut up! Shut up, old man! Shut up! We're not retired back here! Just get to your business call. We know you have business hog because there's never been one old guy that got to the front of the line at Walgreens and did not have some sort of a price discrepancy. Every time.
$1.25 for a Snicker bar. The circular said 18 cents.
The circular? The circular from 1756 might have said that price, sir. Also, when you walk into Walgreens, they have shopping carts. No. I have met your employees, and they cannot handle that kind of volume, right? Like, I have seen them struggle with two items. Now we're going to encourage people to get 54. That's a bad idea. Everybody in this room knows the unwritten rule at Walgreens. Whatever you can hold in your hand, that's how much you can buy. If you need more, you turn around, you go to Target. That's a Target trip. You don't bring a Target trip to Walgreens. And God forbid an old person gets their hands on one of those carts, they'll have to shut it down. Sorry, guys, Walgreens is closed. Mort got a cart. Now listen, you know, I think you guys are looking at me like, well, this guy hates Walgreens. I don't. I love Walgreens. That's why I'm so hard on them. I mean, that's my pharmacy. I've been going to the same Walgreens my whole life, and I think they're good. I think they're better than CVS. Close, but I think they're better than CVS. And you guys are probably like, wait a minute, Greg. You said Walgreens has one employee. How could they be better than CVS? CVS has one employee for every five stores. That's how they do it. So, where's the checker? He's in Chillicothe right now. Like, he's just not... He'll just wait. He'll be here. Show some patience. No, hey, listen. When I'm talking about Walgreens, I'm not talking about the pharmacy. I'm talking about regular Walgreens. Like, I don't think that's the same company. Like, I bet you the regular Walgreens workers are not allowed to talk to the pharmacy people. Like, yeah, don't look at them. They're better than us. Don't look at them. I bet you every now and then the regular Walgreens manager tries to go in and tell the pharmacy people to do something like, hey guys, I was thinking today, maybe shut up, Ted, you got no jurisdiction here. Go sell pretzels. We're going to heal the sick. I mean, Walgreens has good stuff. I mean it. Like, they're open on Christmas 24 hours. I have never missed one Christmas at Walgreens. That's it. Greg, did you go to midnight mass? No, I went to 11:30 Walgreens. Here's what I do, okay? I have a tradition. Every Christmas Eve, I wrap gifts, and I get sick of it real quick. And I go to Walgreens, and I buy a bunch of those holiday gift bags. You know what I'm talking about? It's their perfect way to say, hey, I want to spend money on you, but not time or effort, okay? Here's what I'm gonna do with your gift. I'm gonna throw it in a bag. I'm gonna crinkle up some garbage and put it on top so we can't see what's in there for 13 seconds, and then we're gonna pretend like I wrapped that gift. That gift is about as wrapped as bubblegum under a desk. It's not wrapped. My dad uses holiday gift bags, sorta. When he buys your gift at the store, they put it in a bag, and that's what you're getting on Christmas morning. And it's gonna have a couple of his items in the bottom that he forgot to take out. You're like, oh. Foot powder, Dad. Thanks. Give me that. My grandma, Nano was the greatest gift wrapper in history. She wrapped our gifts in maps. Isn't that cool? Like, yeah, it was. I wish I would have saved them. My grandma worked for the Defense Department in mapping. She did. And she would bring these maps home from the office. I don't know if she was supposed to do that, but she did, and it was great, because I was like, oh, your grandma has wrapping paper with Snoopies and Santa Clauses? That's cute. My grandma trusted me with strategic bombing locations in mainland China.